It's unfold. It will fold up. You have anything in a package or on a wrap, they take that wrapping off. You unfold it. There it is. You see it. Manifest. You didn't see it before, but now, what you didn't see now, you see, because it manifests before your very eyes. For everyone, now notice what it says, it has been revealed, unfold, and manifests for every holy believer to experience. Did you hear that? For how many believers? Every holy believer to experience. This talking about this secret, this mystery. Living where? Living within you is the Christ. Who? Who's living in you? The Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the rich, with the riches of the glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. God wants you to know that you're filled with riches of heaven.
Amen.
What heaven, what he has, he wants you to be filled with the same stuff he has. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Do you kind of think God had a little success when he created the world, when he designed this planet? When he created all these galaxies, when you look up at night, you see all those stars, do you think he had just a little success? How many of you can reach up there and catch one of the stars and pull it down? So, give me, because I wanna shout, but I'm gonna sustain myself. Give me Proverbs chapter 8, verse, and we'll pick up at verse 9. And we're going to just read. Give me this in the Passion Translation. If you don't have it, I think I see it up there in Colossians. So here we go. I want y'all to follow me. This in the Passion Translation. Verse, Proverbs 8 and 9. All of my words are clear and what? Straightforward. To who? Who possesses spiritual understanding? How many people in this building have spiritual understanding? Amen. All of my words are clear. Yeah. My goodness. And straightforward to who? Everyone who possesses spiritual understanding. If you have an open mind, you will receive what? Revelation knowledge. What was the prayer that he prayed in Ephesians? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto you what? Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. But keep going. Because my wise what? Correction is more what? Valuable than see, we put the value on thing that wisdom created, and we'll make it it's valuable, but we'll make it more value than the one than what wisdom that created.
Come on, preacher.
And that's reverse. That's the wrong thing to do.
Yes, sir.
He created for you to know how to take that. So wisdom show you how to use it to be a blessing to people. Amen. In your life, in the life of people, and in this world. This is why this world is screwed up, because an outlaw got a hold to the silver and the gold, and he don't care a thing in the world about you.
Amen.
That's whether he can promote himself and it's corruption, corruption, destruction, corruption, destruction, violent, evil. But God wants you to get a revelation. My wise correction is what? More valuable than silver and gold. The finest gold is what? Nothing compared to this revelation knowledge I can impart. Woo! You know what? We ought to, I think by the time I finish reading this verse, we all ought to get up and take us a run around the church. And we ought to shout, say, I'm rich! I'm rich! I'm rich! Keep going, because we got a ways to go. We got to get rolling. Wisdom is so priceless that it exceeds the value of any jewelry. Nothing you can wish for can equal her. Woo! Did y'all hear that? I mean, but yet we'll go off after stuff and things. Yeah. And we talk about it all the time. But he said, there's nothing you could wish for can equal her. She's priceless. For I am wisdom, and I am what? Shrewd and intelligent. I have at my what disposal. Listen what wisdom have at its disposal. I have at my disposal living understanding. Didn't say dead understanding. Living understanding. To do what? To devise a plan for your life. Now, why in the world have we gone away from wisdom? I have at my disposal and you know what he did? Jesus is that wisdom that he sent that has a plan to devise for your life. And we turn it down. You know what Jesus said when he was here? He said, I never do anything on my own. I learned to listen. I learned to hear. Whatever the Father said, I did.
Amen.
Was Jesus successful in coming, bringing redemption to us? Did he achieve the will of the Father for us? How did he achieve it? He did everything the Father said. Even in being crucified, looked like he was losing. They said everything. They did everything to him. They spit on him. They slapped him. They put a bag over his head. And they slapped him and said, prophesy to him. Tell us who did it. I mean, they did everything. They beat him. And the scripture said in Isaiah, he didn't even look like a man. They beat him out of form. He didn't have no shape or form like a human being. But did he accomplish? Now, why are we going along just shuffling along like we don't know where we're going? Whew. My. So, wisdom what? Poured into you when you began to what? Okay, here we go. When you began to hate what? Every form of evil in your life. Every rebellious time you don't want to raise your hand. Every time you're going to sit on your fanny and you won't be in these seats. Every time God speaks to you, go and say this to your neighbor and say that. Every time God said, pick up the phone and call in on the prayer line.